good afternoon, everyone. Happy to have you along. This was Local Matters for a Friday. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen of Living Hope Church. Pastor Ron, good day, sir.
Good Friday afternoon, Dwight. We love these Friday afternoon sessions, don't
Absolutely.
We?
I tell you what, we feel good when we come in, and we feel great when we finish.
There you go.
I hope our audience enjoys this half as much as we do.
I believe they do.
I do, too. Hey, we have been at our church, Living Hope Church, doing a study. Actually, the center of it is Ephesians 1 and 2. And we've been talking about our identity in Christ, you know, and along with that, in conjunction with that, we, the recent movie, The Overcomer by the Kindred Brothers, whom a lot of people may be familiar with. They did War Room. They did Facing the Giants. They did, you know, lots of other
Fireproof.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to think of. And I've seen them all. They have done such a great job in the film industry in terms of Christian movies. And their most recent one is Overcomer. If you haven't seen Overcomer, by the way, let's go ahead and do that right now.
Okay.
Overcomer is a great movie. It would be Friday. Correct me if I'm wrong, Pastor. On Friday, January 3rd, 6 o'clock at Living Hope Church, we'll be showing the entire movie.
Free movie. We'll have popcorn and Cokes. But, you know, I watched the movie Overcomer at the theater, and I'm telling you, it is an awesome, awesome movie. And talking about touching your heart, and I came out with so many good things in that movie about who I am, what I really believe, how I need to grow.
Yeah.
And so we just encourage everybody to come to the movie Friday, January 3rd, Living Hope Church. And as a matter of fact, today in the program, we're going to talk about some of the things that we've covered in this class. That's leading up to the movie, and it's free, and we love our community, and we love Cookeville and the Upper Cumberland region. And if you're listening to us and you haven't seen the movie, you're more than welcome to come Friday, January 3rd, 6 p.m., and we'll have a great time learning about our identity in Christ.
Now, if I were to ask you, where is Living Hope Church, what would you tell me?
Living Hope Church is 1020 East Spring Street. We're a quarter of a mile past the courthouse going toward 111 on 70, next door to Saxony Apartments. We share a driveway with Morningside Assisted Living.
There you go.
And so we're right there at 1020 East Spring Street, Dwight.
January 3rd, 6 o'clock, free, the movie Overcomer. You will be blessed by it. The theme of that movie, Pastor Ron, as you pointed out, is our identity in Christ. Mm-hmm. And at the core, if you will, at the core of that teaching is the first couple of chapters in Ephesians. Now, Ephesians, and this has been a joy for me. I mean, I have enjoyed these Bible, as you know, most of the time there's a Bible study that develops around these films. Mm-hmm. And we do, you know, we take our church, our Sunday school class, life school class through that. And at the core of our identity is the first two chapters of Ephesians. And I love a statement that one of the characters made, and I may paraphrase a little, that we looked at. And he says, once you establish your identity in the one who created you, your entire perspective changes.
Yep.
Talk about that a little
bit. Well, you know, Dwight, that's key to not being moved, you know, by every wind and wave. Folks may have drama, family members, job situations, finances, whatever, can create drama and can create this blowing of the wind, or your emotions get blown. But once your identity is established, if your identity is established in Christ, you really begin to become so established in his names, who he is, who he's created you to be, your identity in him, that the key and the thing that we share as pastors and we want people to know is, if you're struggling with any of these issues, maybe you're in a family situation that just drama after drama after drama. Maybe you're in a work situation where, you know, your emotions are up one day and down the next. Maybe you're in a financial struggle or whatever. These classes and this identity being established is the key to being stable in life. It's the key to harnessing your emotions and keeping your emotions in check whenever things aren't going the way you want them to, or the way you expected them to, or maybe life throws you a curve and you don't know what to do. But if your identity is established in Christ, then you will be a stable, sound-minded person.
And, you know, we all, Pastor Ron, everyone establishes their identity in something.
That's it.
Sometimes folks establish in their identity and their role, maybe as a husband, as a father. I'm not saying these are not good things, in terms of your job. And so when something happens to that relationship or that job or that position or that office or whatever, and if that's where our identity is, then that's all those things are going to change sooner or later. Mm-hmm. Then we don't have purpose or reason to go on. But, you know, establishing our identity in the Creator and His plan and purpose, that lasts forever.
Yes.
And, you know, and I'm learning as I learn these things in my own heart, my own life, is that, you know, if I know that my identity is established in Christ, you know, I don't get upset as easily. I don't get my feelings hurt mm-hmm. as easily. I don't knee-jerk react as easily. I don't have to go around proving that I'm right all the time.
Exactly.
I don't have to do that because my identity is not established in that. It's established in the one who created me, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right. And Dwight, we see in the movie, you know, the coach had this great basketball team, and then and I don't want to give away all the movie, but we can share parts of it here. The factory that employed, I think, 5,000 people in the town shut down.
Yeah.
All of his players left. His identity was so wrapped up in what he was doing as a person, he didn't really know who he was.
Yeah.
And the movie is going through that process of him establishing that and watching how God will, if we will allow him, our identity doesn't have to be in idol worship. We don't have to have an idol of our job. We don't have to have an idol of our education. We don't have to make money an idol. We don't have to make people an idol.
Yeah.
And we move out of idol worship into worshiping the true and living God. And then individually, we become stable and sound without codependency, without being codependent on another person
sure.
or someone else giving us the rite of passage or someone else patting us on the back or someone else praising us and someone else maybe cutting us down. We're not moved by any of that. Our identity is established in Christ.
And, you know, by the way, we're glad you're with us. This is Local Matters for Friday afternoon. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen. We're talking about the movie Overcomer, and we're talking about establishing our identity. And at the core of that, the two chapters in the scriptures that are mentioned the most in that movie is Ephesians 1 and 2. And Ephesians, you know, first of all, it's written by the Apostle Paul.
Yes.
And it was written when he was in a Roman jail, by the way. And, you know, a lot of us, if I were sitting in jail, I might be tempted to say, well, as soon as I get out of this jail, I'm going to start serving God.
Yeah.
I'm going to get something done. But I'm poor, poor, pitiful me. I'm right here. I can't do anything now. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a message in that. Paul did some of his best work sitting in jail.
Yep.
I mean, he wrote this letter that we're reading 2,000 years later, and he wrote a lot of other letters from the jail. But this particular book, Ephesians, is a book about position. It's a book about who God says the believer is, what God says the believer has, and what God says the believer does. And so the mission of these two shows that we're going to do is to help our audience and help us line ourselves up with what God says about us.
Yes.
And Pastor Ron, I love the very first verse or the very first chapter in Ephesians, and I want you to talk about this word, if you will. It says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints.
Yes.
God says, not just to the church at Ephesus, but God says to you and I, we're saints.
Yes.
Now, somebody's thinking, they're driving their car and they say, well, I don't feel like a saint. I don't act like a saint. Elaborate on that.
Well, you know, Dwight, that word there, we are called to be saints. And that word there actually is holy, which means set apart.
Yeah.
And I don't know of anybody that can set themselves apart.
No.
You know, it's the Lord that does the setting apart.
Yeah.
And the way we become set apart is not by our performance other than faith in Him.
Yeah.
When we have faith in Him as our King, as our Lord, as our Prince, He is the one that sets us apart to be saints. And, you know, we've got this idea that unless you wear a cross on your forehead and dress particularly and have your hair cut a certain way and, you know, that you couldn't be a saint. Well, we are called saints in Christ Jesus. And when we accept Him, this is why this goes into such doctrinal depth, but I'm going to go ahead and dive in here a little bit.
Okay.
In Hebrews 6, the scripture talks about the doctrine of baptisms. And most people, when you say, have you been baptized, they automatically think water. But see, one of the things the Holy Spirit does when a person accepts Christ, they might be in an airplane 30,000 feet above the earth with no water to be baptized in water, but if they accept Christ into their life, the Holy Spirit baptizes them into Christ.
Mm.
That word in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 2, I believe it is, says it's the doctrine of baptisms, plural. And that word's not accidental. They didn't put an S on there by accident.
Yeah.
There are different baptisms, and the Holy Spirit will baptize you into Christ, but then we are baptized into water as we make that public profession of faith. But when we are baptized into Christ, we are hidden in Him. And as a believer, when you accept Christ into your life, you're hidden into Christ. And that's why Paul had the permission to say, we are saints.
Yeah.
Because it's not of us. It's not our performance.
That's
it's not
it.
Our righteousness.
It.
It's what God has done in our identity in Christ. And see, if you're continually thinking, you know, you're saved one day and lost the next, and you're saved one day and you're lost the next, or if you commit this sin, the question I ask people about that is, I walked with the Lord for 2 or 3 years at a time, Dwight, and finally discovered something I was doing was a sin that I didn't even know was a sin. It's like you grow in Christ and you
sure.
begin to learn. So if you took that analogy of saved, lost, saved, lost, saved, lost, well, you'd be lost and not even know you were lost at that point.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like we have to come to the place where we're secure in the fact that we are the saints of God by the blood of Jesus, not by our performance.
Yeah. It is not. That's exactly right. And I love the definition there that you mentioned. The word saint literally means, if you study that in the Greek a little bit, it means holy thing. It also, a definition is accepted.
Yes.
You are accepted in the beloved. And I love what you say at church sometime, Pastor Ron, is we need to learn to accept our acceptance.
Yeah, I think people
and
are so afraid of that.
It's not about our performance, but that's what God calls us.
Mm-hmm.
And the mission and purpose of what we're doing this week and next is let's just agree with God.
Yes.
Okay, regardless of how we feel or how we're performing. And we need to take a break, though.
Okay.
Yeah,
that went quick.
Yeah, this is Local Matters. You stay with us. We're back with more in just a moment.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Hey, we're back on Local Matters. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen of Living Hope Church. We're talking about establishing our identity in God. Basically, we're talking about, Pastor Ron, saying, believing what God says about us.
Yes.
You know, that's one of the, you know, and we're looking in the first two chapters of Ephesians, which is the word of God as it relates to the believer. It's a book about position. It's a book about what God says, these two chapters in particular, about who God says we are, what God says we have, what God says we can do, not based on our feelings. We don't want our feelings getting in the way of what we know.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let their feelings get in the way of what we know.
That.
We need to learn to say, if this is what God says, this is what I believe. That's why it's called being born again.
Yes.
See, we've talked about this on this show before. We are spirits. We're not bodies. We're spirit, soul, and body. We're spirit beings. Our spirit's going to live forever somewhere. And for the believer, when we accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, our spirits are recreated.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have any spiritual problems. Now, we've
got
a mind that wants
right.
to challenge us and will
right.
and emotions. We've got a body that we have to sacrifice and a mind that we have to renew. But we are totally new creatures in Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And these two chapters in Ephesians tell us how God sees us now.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to relate to how we used to be in our mind, will, and emotions. And that's what identity. So we need to establish our identity in what Christ says.
Well,
like
you said there before the break, Dwight, you know, learning to accept our acceptance. And Dwight, I really believe the biggest issue with this is, sincerely, I don't think people are bad when they're this way, but I think they're sincere. But I think they're so afraid that they're going to disappoint God. They're so afraid of sin. They're so afraid that, and they're afraid when we talk like we're talking, that we're just saying anything goes.
Yeah,
and that's
no.
That is so farther from the truth. If you're holy and acceptable because of Christ, then that holiness will begin to bear fruit. But if you're continually afraid that you're not accepted, if you're continually afraid, well, I'm so afraid if I do this, if I do that, I'm gonna lose my salvation. I'm so afraid I'm gonna do this or do that. I won't be saved and God won't be pleased. That is fear. And the scripture says perfect love casts out fear. Mm. One translation of that says it casts out fear because we are no longer afraid of what God might do to us because we know him and we know he's hidden us in Christ. We know we're accepted in the beloved. And that's the way we can come to the place to be established in our identity.
And we talked about, Pastor Ron, already Ephesians chapter 1, verse 1, where God calls us saints. And we've talked about the fact that that means we're holy things. We are accepted in the body of Christ. We can call God Abba Father. But look at, as we look at verse 2, I love this, verse 2, that same chapter, Ephesians 1, grace be to you and peace.
Yeah.
We are a people, as born-again believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, we have God's grace available to us and in us, and we have God's peace available to us and in us. We need to know that. We need to know what that is, and we need to know how they can use it. Elaborate. And that's what we have when Christ comes in, part of what we have.
Yes. Well, you know, obviously, I think I counted 13 or 14 of the epistles open up with grace and peace, and unless it's the ones written to the pastors, and it's grace, peace, and mercy.
Pastors need mercy.
Grace, peace, and mercy. But, Vaughn, you know, we all as believers have received the grace of God. And this grace is the enabling power of God. And what this is, grace is the ability that we have to overcome sin. It's not, we've heard in the past it's unmerited favor, which is absolutely the truth. But let's just add to that. It's unmerited favor working the ability of God in our hearts to do what we could not do.
Wow.
And so if we accept and embrace this grace, then we no longer have an excuse to say, well, I'm just an old sinner. We have no longer an excuse to say, well, you know, I just keep this sin in my life. We no longer have an excuse for that. We begin to see grace for what it really is. It's the empowerment of God that causes us to overcome. And then the peace of God will keep us while we're overcoming.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the key to this. The peace of God will keep us while we're overcoming.
And, you know, I think the thing as you talk, I keep thinking back to, we're not in this by ourselves.
No.
When we are born again, the Bible says we're new creatures in Christ Jesus, a creature that never before existed, the temple of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Christ in us is our hope of glory. And those are the kinds of things we need to establish our identity in. And I guess it's okay. I mean, God doesn't get mad if we say, God, give me grace, give me peace. But a better way to pray is, thank you, Father, that your word says I have your grace.
Mm-hmm.
I have, no matter what life brings to me, I have your ability working in me to help me do things I can't do on my own. And while that's all working out with your ability working in me, I've got the peace that keeps me in Christ Jesus that I don't have to get on this emotional roller coaster and go up and down and up and down and up and down, because inside my new being, my heart is your peace that will keep my mind through Christ Jesus.
Yes.
What a deal.
And what that is, the stabilizing factor of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, that's when God's people can be the anchor, the hope. We can be the stability. We can be the light of the world, the salt of the earth. We can be that when we recognize this. But see, if we're always thinking God's fixing to drop the hammer on us, if we're always thinking God's just looking for fault, he's just looking for something for us to do wrong, and then he's going to cause us to have a car wreck or break our leg or do something, you know, it's like that is such a wrong view of the biblical perspective of God.
Yeah.
God gave us, he's calling us saints. He's giving us grace and peace. He calls us accepted in the beloved.
That's who we are.
He calls us predestined to be conformed to the image of Jesus. I mean, that's who we are. And when we get a hold of that, that is what we're talking about here in our identity, being established in Christ. And Dwight, this movie that we're having, you know, it's a very simple, very delightful process, and it's January the 3rd, 6 o'clock at Living Hope Church, 1020 East Spring Street. If you can come, come, because this movie, The Overcomer, that's what this whole movie is about, establishing our identity in Christ.
And again, location for Living Hope Church.
1020 East Spring Street. That's right here in Cookeville, 1020 East Spring Street.
Hey, we're happy to have you with us this Friday afternoon. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen. This is Local Matters. We're talking about establishing our identity in Christ. We're looking at the first couple of chapters of Ephesians, and that's the focus of this movie by the Kendrick Brothers. You're familiar with their works in Christian filmmaking, and we invite you to come to Living Hope Church Friday, January 3rd, 6 o'clock, free. Enjoy it. We'll have some popcorn and soft drinks for you. You'll have a good time and you'll enjoy this movie. And at the core of the teaching in this movie is Ephesians chapter 1 and 2. And we're kind of reviewing, we're going through that. Listen to verse 3. I mean, and this is Paul. These two chapters are about the believer's exalted position in Christ and Pastor Ron, and the responsibility that we have because of that position. Mm-hmm. And we're in that position not because of our performance, but we're in that position because of the performance of Jesus Christ and Him living in us and us being the temple of the Holy Spirit. Verse 3 says this, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us," hath, past tense, already happened, we've got this, "hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places." Of course, the Greek word for all means all. And it says all spiritual blessings. Take off with that phrase.
What are the spiritual blessings in heavenly places? I mean, you think about what is, you know, we all sing about when we all get to heaven.
Yeah.
You know, we rejoice and shout and sing and holler.
What a day of rejoicing.
Yeah, what a day of rejoicing that would be. But, you know, I had a friend one time that used to say, "Thank God for heaven. We believe in heaven, but they used to say, I want some steak on the plate before it's too late." You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I mean, that this is what he's saying here. That blessing is when we get to heaven, no doubt about that. But the blessing with spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ is right now. We're not going to be in Christ only when we die and go to heaven. We're in Christ right now. And Hebrews 11:1 says, now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. So if we believe this, Dwight, we can draw on it. We can learn to draw on the spiritual blessings in heavenly places. And one of the greatest draws that I love on that, Dwight, is peace.
Yeah.
The Psalms 23 says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." You know, he causes us to have plenty. He leads us by still waters, by green pastures, which to me that means plenty and peace.
Yeah.
And those are the two heavenly blessings that I want to draw on. You think, well, Pastor Ron, you just don't know my life. I don't have anything. I'm in turmoil. I'm worrying. Well, now's the time for you to establish your identity that I have been blessed.
Yeah.
Not going to be. I have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places.
You know, Jesus doesn't have to do anything else.
No.
I mean, he's in an entirely different ministry now. He's at the right hand of the Father making intercession for us. And all we have to do is receive him by grace through faith. Just say, "I know I'm a sinner. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, be my Savior by grace, His ability working through us to help us do we." And anybody that's listening right now that the Holy Spirit's drawing, do that.
Yeah.
You know, you can do that. And don't close your eyes if you're driving. but you know, Father, I know. Yes, I've sinned. I've come short of your glory. I believe you love me. Jesus did what he did for me. Forgive my sins. Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. If you do that, by grace through faith, you mean business, then you become a new creature in Christ Jesus. That all these spiritual blessings belong
man,
to
oh
the
man.
Believer.
Mm.
And there are, and it says spiritual, so and heavenly places, I mean, they come from heavenly places. They're supernatural. Mm. We are, Pastor Ron, the scripture says, earthly vessels with heavenly treasures in us.
Yes.
That's where we establish our identity.
And we draw on that. And you know, Dwight, one of the things that just practical as you can get here, from this verse, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." One takeaway from a very practical standpoint is you could say out of that verse, God is not mad at you.
Oh, yeah.
God is not trying to punish you and kill your kids and have your car wreck and a cancer and all that. God is not doing that to us. He has blessed us, but Dwight, we receive it by grace through faith. God has given the grace. We have to exercise the faith to draw that into our lives. And if you're continually hearing that God is out to get you, you know, you're not going to draw on that. You're going to think, well, how can I ever measure up? Well, I've got news for you. You will never measure up. So quit trying and let Jesus be the measuring stick for you. Let his blood and his grace cover you so that these spiritual blessings can begin to be activated in your life.
Whew, this has been totally good.
We're not out of time already.
We are out of time.
Golly.
We are out of time. But you know,
Shazam.
there's so much that happens in the heart and the spirit of a person when Christ comes in,
yep.
that most of us live below the privileges that are ours as children of God.
Yeah.
As
mm-hmm.
children. And we're going to pick it up and continue it right there next week.
All right.
So glad you're with us. Join us next time, next Friday afternoon, for our Local Matters.